Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school jungle bass line in Ableton Live 12, and we're not just designing a sound, we're arranging a proper musical weapon. The big idea here is movement, tension, and space. In jungle and drum and bass, the bass line is not just the low end sitting underneath the drums. It behaves like a second drum pattern. It answers the break. It creates pressure. And when it's done right, it can be the hook that carries the whole drop. So let's make something that feels like it belongs in that classic 1993 to 1996 zone, but still holds up in a modern mix. First, set your project tempo somewhere between 168 and 174 BPM. If you want a strong middle ground, 170 BPM is perfect. Then create three MIDI tracks, one for sub bass, one for mid bass or res, and one for FX and resampling. If you've got a drum break loaded already, even better. Put in an amen style break or any chop jungle break so you're writing against a real groove, not just a grid. That part matters a lot. Jungle bass lines don't live in isolation. They're reacting to the snare, the ghost notes, and the kick placement. If the drums are busy, the bass has to make room. If the drums are sparse, the bass can talk a little more. We're always thinking in layers of motion, not just layers of sound. Now start with the sub. This is your anchor, so keep it clean and simple. Load operator, or wave-eatable if you prefer, and choose a sine or triangle style source. The sub should be boring in the best way possible. Fast attack, short decay, and a release just long enough to feel natural. We're not building a pad, we're building a pulse. Program a two-bar MIDI phrase, but think of it like a rhythmic statement, not a held note. Start with a root note on beat 1, then add a quick offbeat reply, maybe a short pickup before beat 4. In the second bar, repeat the shape but change one note slightly so the loop doesn't feel static. Here's a useful mindset shift. In old-school jungle, the bass often feels like it's dodging the drums. Leave drum-shaped holes. If the snare hits hard, don't fill every gap around it. Let the bass line breathe there. That space is part of the groove. Keep most of the sub notes short, somewhere between an eighth note and half a bar. If every note is long, the line turns into a drone and you lose that classic bounce. Now let's add the mid-bass. And this is where the personality lives. Use wave-eatable, analog, or operator to build a harmonically rich layer. You can start with two detuned saws, or a saw and a square, then add a little unison and some subtle detune. Don't go full super saw. We want a strained engine, not a trance lead. A good starting point is a low-pass filter, with a cutoff somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz, depending on how aggressive you want it. Add a slow, subtle LFO to the filter, just enough to keep it breathing. This layer is your performance layer. The sub stays stable. The mid layer does the talking. Now we shape the mid bass with FX instead of just EQ. Drop and saturator, auto filter, maybe erosion or redux for some texture, and a compressor if you need control. A little saturation goes a long way here. You're trying to create harmonic weight so the bass translates on smaller speakers as well as in the club. Try driving the saturator by a few dB and use soft clip if the peaks start getting too wild. Then automate the auto filter cutoff so it opens and closes a little over time. And I do mean a little. One of the most common mistakes is over automating everything. Old school energy usually comes from controlled changes, not constant sweeps. If you want a bit of grime, add erosion very subtly. If you want more crunch, use redux carefully, maybe down to 12 or 16 bit, but only if it adds something useful. Then finish the chain with utility and keep the low end mono. In jungle, low-end discipline is everything. You can get width in the mids, but the sub should stay centered and solid. Now combine the sub and mid layers into a proper call and response phrase. Think of it like this. One note makes the call, two shorter notes answer it, and then you leave a gap or a small pickup before the loop resets. That simple conversation is a huge part of the jungle feel. You can add a small pitch movement too, or a slightly higher response note for a bit of contrast. And if your synth responds to velocity, use that. Even small velocity differences can make the bass feel more human and alive. At this stage, loop it against the break and listen at low volume. That's a really good test. If the groove still reads quietly, it's probably strong. If you only feel it when it's loud, the phrasing may need more clarity. Next, we're going to use resampling. And this is one of the best ways to get authentic jungle character in Ableton. Print 4 to 8 bars of the bass line onto an audio track. Then chop it up. You can leave it in regular audio if the timing feels good, or use warp beats mode if you want to tighten certain hits. Once it's audio, you can get creative. Try small reverse fills before a section change. Try a high-pass chopped stab, with a short delay throw at the end of a phrase. Try sending only selected hits to reverb, not the whole bass line. That keeps the low end dry while letting the transitions feel big. You can even throw the resampled audio into simpler in slice mode and trigger it like a set of bass hits. That's great for old school style arrangement, because it lets you build variations fast without rewriting the whole MIDI part. Now let's arrange this thing properly. Don't leave it as a loop. Treat it like a track. Start with a 16-bar intro. In the intro, don't reveal everything. Use a filtered bass hint, a sub pulse, or a chopped mid texture. Let the listener sense the drop coming. Then use an 8-bar build where you bring in more mid-range movement, open the filter a bit, and maybe add a reverse tail or a delay throw. When the first drop lands, bring in the full bass line. Let the main call and response pattern establish itself. Then after about 8 or 16 bars, change one detail. Maybe drop one bass note. Maybe invert the response. Maybe add an octave poke on a single hit. That tiny change can make the track feel way bigger without rewriting everything. That's a classic old school jungle move, phrase economy. You don't need a brand new idea every bar. You need one strong idea, then a smart variation at the right moment. For the second drop, bring the main hook back, but with a twist. More grit, a slightly different filter state, a little more FX, or a different note in the answer phrase. Then strip it back again for the outro so DJs can mix it out cleanly. Drums first, then bass fragments, then maybe just the sub. Keep the outro simple and functional. Now let's glue the whole thing together on a bass bus. Use EQ8 to clean any muddy low mids, especially if the bass is clashing with the break body. A small dip around 200 to 400 Hz can help if things get crowded. If the mid bass doesn't need true low end, high pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz and let the sub do its job. Add gentle compression if needed, but don't crush the life out of it. Jungle bass should feel weighty, not flattened. A little saturator or drum bus can help add density and knock, but keep the settings modest. And keep checking mono. If the bass line holds together in mono and at low volume, you're in good shape. A few quick pro moves worth keeping in mind. Use a ghost note right before the main hit to pull the phrase forward. Try an octave poke once every 4 or 8 bars for a small hook accent. Switch between two cutoff positions instead of doing a smooth sweep if you want a grittier old school feel. And if you want a moment of surprise, remove every second bass hit for 1 bar before the drop returns. That halftime fake out can hit hard. Also, don't overdo the FX. It's tempting to keep motion happening all the time, but the best jungle bass lines often feel powerful because they're selective. A small automation move every 2 or 4 bars usually sounds more musical than a huge constant sweep. Here's a simple practice path. Build a 2-bar sub bass with 3 to 5 notes. Add a mid bass with light to tune and saturation. Write one call and response phrase with a gap before the loop restarts. Automate the filter opening over 8 bars. Resample 4 bars and chop one stab for a transition. Then sketch a short arrangement, a few bars of intro, a build, a drop, and a switch up. Print it, listen quietly, and see if the groove still feels obvious. If it does, you've got something real. So the big takeaway is this. Build jungle bass in layers. Write it as a rhythmic phrase. Use Ableton's stock FX to shape character and movement. Resample for grit and variation, and arrange with intentional changes every 8 or 16 bars. Keep the low end mono, keep the mids alive, and always make space for the break. That's how you get a bass line that doesn't just sit in the track, it drives it.